Early each weekday morning, Willie Freeman comes to his security job at the parking garage of a large office building in downtown Jacksonville and greets the people who drive in. How he got there and what he does when he gets off the security job in mid-afternoon are a 30-year story.
Moved here in the latter part of 1979 from a small town called Swainsboro, Georgia. My wife now, who was my girlfriend, we came here because I had relatives here and I never lived around my mother. My mother didn't raise me, my grandparents did. I moved here so I could be around my mother.
Willie got a job with Duval County Schools.
I had relatives that was in the school system, so they were able to connect me with the Duval County School Board. So I worked in the Duval County School System for 21.8 years in the maintenance department.
Willie Freeman did well at his job, but he was hiding a secret.
I was a consumer of alcohol, drugs, you know, marijuana. I became addicted to crack cocaine for at least about 9 years. Still maintain a job.
In 1992, Willie had a religious conversion, and he quit taking drugs and drinking. His wife, who stayed with him through those years, played a key part in the conversion. About 14 years ago, Willie and his wife were called to ministry.
We were ordained, and we went out to start our own ministry. We've been doing ministry ever since.
That didn't mean he quit his day job, though.
I've been working here for 4 years as a security officer. Our ministry is small, so therefore I still work and labor, you know, to help provide for my own means, and I don't depend on the ministry for that.
You have to have a smart card to drive into the garage where Willie Freeman works, so he doesn't have to keep people out. Instead, Willie regards his security job as an opportunity to start his customer's day out with a wave and a smile. And his influence in the building is substantial. All of the security, in the office tower as well as the parking garage, make it a practice to learn the names of the people they see every day and to greet them by name.
I'm a people person, and as I tell people all the time, people are not my problem. They're my purpose, trying to reach out, trying to help make somebody else's day, to give a word of encouragement. Even though at times you got situations and problems and circumstances going on in your own life, but nevertheless, we learn to put the best on the outside. Who want to live this life if I look mad and sad all the time? So it's just a part of the change that takes place on the inside of a person that allow our light to shine in the midst of uncertainty and in the midst of trials and whatever else we're facing, you know, because this is what's going to draw others, I believe, to a change of life too.
As his ministry grows, Willie Freeman thinks he'll have to leave the parking garage job to devote more time to his calling.
I hope in the years to come that I can stop working doing security and just do ministry full time. As we continue to labor and reach out for souls and build the ministry, then there's a need for more of my time.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.